Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our history unit today, and the title of our unit today is Honoring the Fallen on Remembrance Day. Okay, so this is a special occasion. I guess you could call it a holiday in which we're supposed to remember those who have died fighting for our country in various wars around the world.
Yeah, we need to honor them. These folks gave up their lives so we could have our freedom. So we take the time to honor them. Some families actually go to cemeteries, you know,
pay
their respects. But a lot of people use it as a time also to get together with family members and maybe have a picnic or a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to remember that we're actually honoring those who have defended our country's freedom.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Okay, yeah. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson, and we'll be right back to discuss it.
On November 11th, many countries around the world remember those who died in World War I. This day is known as Remembrance Day or Armistice Day and is closely associated with Veterans Day in the U.S. At 11 a.m. on November 11th, 1918, an agreement to end the fighting came into effect. This meant that soldiers could go home to their families. The following year, King George V of Britain declared a day of national remembrance for the fallen soldiers. This day has continued to be observed for almost 100 years. In many countries, a 1 or 2 minute silence is held to show respect for the dead. There are also memorial services attended by current and former members of the armed forces, many of whom are veterans of other conflicts. Remembrance Day was also observed in the U.S., where it was a national holiday. After World War II, a veteran named Raymond Weeks campaigned for November 11th to become a day to honor those who served in all the conflicts the U.S. has been involved in. This was finally approved and passed into law in 1954, creating Veterans Day. Remembrance Day poppies were first used in the U.S. when Moyna Michael, an American aid worker, wore a poppy as a symbol of remembrance. The poppies were blood red, representing the blood spilled by the soldiers. Their connection to the First World War was made famous by the poem In Flanders Fields by Canadian war poet John McCrae, who wrote about the poppies growing from the blood of the soldiers on the battlefield. Paper and plastic poppies are now sold to raise money for charities supporting veterans and the families of current and former soldiers. They were worn before and on Remembrance Day as a reminder of the bravery and sacrifices made by the soldiers.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. Let's get to it. The title of our article for today is Honoring the Fallen on Remembrance Day, which happens to be today, November 11th. Now, in this sentence, we have the word honor. Honor can be both a noun and a verb. Here it's being used as a verb to honor someone, which just means to treat someone with great respect.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to honor the fallen. The fallen are those who have fallen. They fell in wars. They were killed. You know,
they died.
They made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. And this particular holiday is called Remembrance Day. A remembrance is just simply the act of remembering something or someone.
Right. It's also referred to as Armistice Day. That's very hard for us to say. Armistice refers to an agreement made by opposite sides in a war. So two sides who actually come and agree to stop fighting for a certain time. Maybe not forever, but for a limited time, for a period of time.
Which is Latin. It means stopping arms, stopping weapons.
Oh, okay.
Armistice Day.
That makes sense.
And that, of course, is November 11th. And it's closely associated with Veterans Day in the U.S. In fact, the United States decided, I think way back in 1954, to celebrate Veterans Day instead of Remembrance Day, which basically is the same thing. But all over the world and other places, it's known as Remembrance Day or Armistice Day, as a result of something that happened way back in 1918 at 11 a.m. on November 11th, 1918, an agreement to end the fighting came into effect. So they were fighting in Europe there in between 1914 and 1918. Big bloody conflict there in Europe there, mostly took place in Europe there. And they finally ended it, and they all said, okay, today, November 11th at 11 a.m., we're agreeing to stop fighting.
Yeah.
Put down your arms. So this agreement came into effect.
Yeah, if something comes into effect, it starts, it becomes active, it goes into effect is actually the present tense form of this phrase, to go into effect. So something starts to be valid. And so at this point, they stop fighting. This meant that soldiers could go home to their families, which is really what all soldiers want to do. They just want to go home and live normal lives.
I want to go home. Yep, I don't think that song was out back then in 1918.
Yeah, I think that was later on, yeah.
Yeah, but in any case here, yes, that agreement came into effect, and as a result, nobody was supposed to fight after that, although they started fighting again in, what, 1938 or 39, when World War II started.
Ah, it seems like we just go from one war to another. The following year, after they stopped fighting and they had this agreement, King George the Fifth, that's how you say his name, King George the Fifth. I know you don't see the, but you have to say the Fifth of Britain declared a day of national remembrance for the fallen soldiers. Remember, when you see fallen and then followed by soldiers, it means dead soldiers, soldiers who have died in the war. If you declare something, you say something publicly, very officially, that something is true or something's taking place. You're very serious about it when you declare something. This day has continued to be observed for almost 100 years. When we use the verb observe to talk about some sort of special holiday or event or maybe even, I don't know, an annual celebration, if you observe something, it means you take the time to stop and remember something that happened in the past. We observe holidays. Some Christians observe the Sabbath by not going out and buying stuff on Sunday. Or you can observe the laws of the land by obeying them. So you pay attention to it and you make sure you follow that particular event or law.
Right. So this particular day, this holiday is observed, and it has been observed or recognized, celebrated for almost 100 years. Yeah, just in about 3 years, yeah. It will be the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. Now, in many countries, a 1 or 2 minute silence is held to show respect for the dead. They can hold this 1 minute of silence or 2 minute period of silence at the office or at sports games or wherever. So this happens in many countries. Silence is that, okay? When I wasn't speaking.
No sound.
No sound.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and sometimes that's how we go ahead and honor a particular event or day, and we want to remember those people. So to observe 1 or 2 minutes of silence is a way to show respect for the dead and to honor them and show that you care. Their sacrifice means something to you. Now, there are also memorial services that are attended by current and former members of the armed forces, many of whom are veterans of other conflicts. So memorial services are special programs where people get together and speak about people who have died and the sacrifices that they made, and maybe there's some music, things like that.
And these services are attended by current and former members of the armed forces. To attend here just means to go there. You are present to show your respect. These are current members of the armed forces, people who are in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, etc., or former members of the armed forces, or people who served before in different times in the past. past, and they have gotten out of the army now. The armed forces, again, is all those different divisions of the armed forces, army, navy, etc., and many of these people are veterans of other conflicts, okay, besides additional wars. Of course, in America, veterans are still alive from, the two Gulf Wars and from the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and World War II. I think nobody is alive from World War I. They're all dead.
Yeah, that's true. Most of them have gone from us, have left us. That was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was.
Well, so what they did was, instead of just having Remembrance Day, which was to remember and observe the fallen soldiers of World War I, in the States, someone came up with the idea, his name was Raymond Weeks, to actually remember all veterans of various wars. We're going to talk more about him, guys, but right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天呢，我们看的是第六单元，要谈的是一个重要的节日，在欧美国家，他们呢都有纪念那些在战争当中过世的人。这个呢是叫 Remembrance Day， 我们中文把它翻成国殇纪念日。当然这个标题里面呢，他提到 honoring the fallen。 The fallen， 我们知道 the 再加一个形容词哦，不管是一个分词也是哦，它也是形容词，它的意思就是指一个整体的复数的这些人。那以这边来说，它的 the fallen 指的就是指在战争中倒下来的这些士兵们、将领们、军人们。我们来看一下这篇文章，时间到底是哪一天呢？它是11月11日。那这个 Remembrance Day 也可以叫做什么？它有另外两个名称，大家可能也听过。一个是 Armistice Day。Armistice Day 这个中文我们可以翻成停战日，因为 Armistice 就是代表停战协议。还有一个大概美国人他们比较知道的是 Veterans Day。Veterans 指的是退伍的军人，所以 Veterans Day 就是退伍军人节。在美国叫退伍军人节也好，或者是在其他国家叫做 Remembrance Day 也好，其实都是在同一天。那它的一开始呢，是从1918年11月11日的上午11点，当时呢有一个停战的协议，结束战争的协议生效了，所以说才会定这个日子。不过一开始纪念大家的是英国的国王，那他宣布要为这些战亡的士兵们来有一个这样全国性的纪念日，这也就是它的来源。所以算到今天来看的话，如果从1918年到现在2015年，就是已经要100年了。我们谈完了它的历史背景，下面这一段呢，我们继续来看。那很多国家里面呢，他们通常会用什么样的仪式来纪念呢？一般就是有一两分钟的silence， 就是表示静默。那可是呢，有时候呢，他们也会有这种追悼会，而这追悼会参加的人可能是参与其他战役，不一定是第一次世界大战的退伍军人。那我们再来继续往下哦，这边呢，当然还有一个文法的重点，我们不要忘记哦，在英文里面呢，我们常常会提到冠代，也就是关系代名词。那像这边这句话里面，他提到说，哎，参加追悼会的人，这当中有很多其实是参与其他战役的，可是这个逗点后面的 many of whom 要注意到，我们用不定代名词，像 many, both, all, several, some 等等等，或是 all， 那这些不定代名词哦，后面有一个介系词的 of， 然后再接一个冠代，像 whom 或者是 which， 其实呢它跟前面那句是接在一起的，因为冠代本身就是连接词，所以它其实讲的就是前面当中提到的有很多是怎样，或是全部是怎样，或是有一些是怎样，或两者都怎样。不过呢，注意到哦，它是逗点隔开，因为我们说到冠代就是连接词， 那如果说你不是用这样的句型的话，另外一个写法，你当然可以用 and， 也就是逗点完你写 and， 那你这边就要讲 many of them。换句话说呢 ，and 就是这两句之间的连接词。下面继续提到美国这里，它也是一个国定假日。看到这个 where， 像这种啊专有名词后面呢，你接的一定要有个逗点，用非限定用法。那 where 本身我们知道它是一个关系副词，换句话说呢 ，it was a national holiday in the U.S. 所以 where 有时候我们为了要让同学了解，就会说啊，它就等于。In which, 这里当然就是指 in the US.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue to talk about Remembrance Day or Veterans Day as it is known in the U.S., and that's what we're going to talk about now. So after World War II ended in 1945, a veteran, of the armed forces by the name of Raymond Weeks, well, he campaigned for November 11th to become a day to honor those who served in all the conflicts the U.S. has been involved in and not just World War One. Okay, so if you campaign for something, that means you have a certain kind of idea that you want other people to accept, mm-hmm. or you want the government to accept. So you arrange all sorts of activities, you do public speaking, you write articles for newspapers, and you get other people involved. You try to accomplish this goal.
Yeah. So he was trying to, you know, get the word out that we needed to honor all veterans. And so what he did is he brought his idea to Congress, where these laws are passed in the U.S., and they finally approved it. And the law was passed to honor these veterans on a special day called Veterans Day, where people would take vacation and honor the fallen soldiers. And that law passed back in 1954.
Ooh.
A while ago.
It was quite some time ago. So, of course, yes, they were thinking that why should we honor those who fought in World War I only? We've got other people in different wars, especially World War II. Let's move on now to the third paragraph. It says, Remembrance Day, poppies were first used in the U.S. when Moina Michael.
I called him Moina.
Moina. Okay, that sounds good. And this particular person was an American aid worker. Mm. An aid worker, somebody who just helps out. They're not a soldier, but they are actually helping out maybe injured people or taking care of refugees, stuff like that. This person wore a poppy as a symbol of remembrance. A poppy is kind of a little cute little red flower that grows in Belgium.
Yeah, it's really a cute flower. If you're an American aid worker, you're someone who is probably overseas, perhaps, helping other countries, the needy, people who are maybe victims of a war, or maybe this person was helping after a natural disaster. So aid means help. So this person was helping other people. These particular poppies were blood red, meaning they were the color of blood. Not just any color of red, the color of blood. And those poppies represented or stood for the blood that was spilled by the soldiers. Usually when we use that verb spill, it means some liquid has come out from a container on accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you have a glass and you knock your hand against the glass, maybe you spill your coffee or spill your water. If blood is spilled, it just means someone either was injured badly or died even somewhere.
Right, and the past participle for spill is spilled or spilt.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that as well. Both forms are used. It depends on where you are. Don't cry over spilt milk.
We say that, yeah.
Is a common phrase. But in any case here, yes, the blood was spilled by soldiers, and so the poppies represent the blood spilled by them. Their connection to the First World War was made famous by the poem In Flanders Fields by Canadian war poet John McCrae, who wrote about the poppies growing from the blood of the soldiers on the battlefield. So, again, lots of countries were involved in World War I, but in any case here, this was a war poet by the name of John McCrae, and he wrote this poem in Flanders Fields. Flanders is part of Belgium there, and I guess some of the battles were fought there. And so he mentioned poppies in this poem, and he also said that poppies were growing from the blood of the soldiers on the battlefield, which means, I guess, the blood was kind of the fertilizer the poppies. And a battlefield, of course, is where a battle takes place, where lots of people come out and fight and die and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a tough place to be. So paper and plastic poppies are now sold to raise money for charities supporting veterans and families of current and former soldiers. So it's a nice way to, you know, raise money for people who probably need it. A lot of these families are not wealthy. And when they lose a father or a brother, it's really difficult for the family, of course.
Yeah, I remember those little plastic poppies when I was a kid. If you gave money to somebody collecting money for a charity, they would give you a little poppy to keep for yourself. And yeah, I think I remember you'd put the money in like an orange box or a yellow box or something like that. I assume they still do that.
Yeah.
But these are raising money or collecting money for these charities, which support veterans and their families. Veterans sometimes have problems readjusting to life because they've lost a limb, lost a leg or an arm or something.
Changes their lives completely.
They can't work, so they don't have enough money. So sometimes people help them buy houses and stuff like that. So that's what these poppies kind of represent nowadays.
Yeah, and what they do is they raise money by selling these plastic or paper poppies. If you raise money, it means you earn money by collecting it from people, or you do something that people want to give you money for. So they raise money and then they collect it, they put it all together, and they give it to charities. A charity is an organization that is a nonprofit group that is their sole purpose, their only purpose, is to try to help people who are in need. And so these particular charities that they give the money to support or help veterans and the families.
Mm-hmm. And these poppies are worn before and on Remembrance Day or on Veterans Day as a reminder of the bravery and sacrifices made by the soldiers. Or we need a reminder that, hey, these people have fought for this. And so if they had not been so brave and if they had not made those sacrifices, we might not have the things we enjoy today. So again, it's a reminder, something that lets us remember something. Bravery is the state of being brave, of not being afraid of danger.
Being courageous.
Being courageous, exactly. And a sacrifice means you give something up, usually so somebody else can do better.
Yeah. So there are a lot of people in our lives that sacrifice for us, I know. And soldiers are just one of the groups that we owe a lot of gratitude to for their sacrifices. Okay, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接下来呢，我们要看国殇纪念日有什么样的纪念方式呢？以在美国来说呢，会用罂粟花。那为什么用罂粟花 poppies？ 哎，这也有一点它历史的根据的。原来呢，这边就提到，当时有一位救援人员，他带了罂粟花来作为 symbol 一种象征。后来呢，第一次世界大战的时候呢，因为加拿大有一个人，他写了一首诗，这个诗里头用了罂粟花，那更让这样的 symbol 成为大家都认同的，因为呢，罂粟花本身就是红色的。我们今天的节目就到这里结束。
That's it for today's lesson. Thank you for joining us. And if today happens to be some kind of Remembrance Day in Taiwan, please celebrate it properly and remember the sacrifices that those men and women in uniform have made for us. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.